This podcast is sponsored by Skylight Calendar. Let's be real. Running a household can be exhausting and chaotic. And finding the perfect Mother's Day gift, it's not exactly a no-brainer. Until now. The Skylight Calendar is the best way to organize the family and give everyone, especially mom, some peace of mind to enjoy the things that matter most. The Skylight Calendar is a smart, touchscreen calendar that keeps track of and manages the chores, dinner planning, groceries, and to-dos for the whole family. The Skylight Calendar automatically syncs each family member's digital calendars and displays them all together on one color-coded touchscreen. It even doubles as a digital picture frame so you can finally share all those special moments that are just sitting on your phone. As a limited-time offer for our listeners, get 15% off your purchase of a Skylight calendar when you go to skylightcal.com/easy. That's skylightcal.com/easy. Get 15% off your Mother's Day purchase now at skylightcal.com/easy.
Changing your life one story at a time. This is the Chicken Soup for the Soul podcast with Editor-in-Chief Amy Newmark.
Hey, it's Amy Newmark with your daily dose of Chicken Soup for the Soul inspiration. And today, that inspiration is coming from mom. From two moms, in fact, who instilled life lessons in their children about compassion and giving back and showing up. These two stories had a big impact on our editorial team. And even though we've all read tens of thousands of Chicken Soup for the Soul stories, these two made us better people. So here we go with a sneak preview of what you can expect to find in Chicken Soup for the Soul, Mom Knows Best. In our first story, Eugene Mead tells us about his mother masterfully getting the kids off to school each morning, complete with lunch bags containing a sandwich, fruit, and dessert. Eugene always looked forward to that dessert, which was usually a cookie or a cupcake. But then one day at school, the dessert was missing from his lunch bag. He didn't say anything to his mother, figuring she had just forgotten. But then there was no dessert for the next few days either. When he asked his mom, she said that of course she had included a dessert every single day. So they talked it through to figure out the mystery of the missing dessert. And Eugene realized that the terror of his third grade classroom, a boy named Carl, had been sent to the storage area for timeouts every day that week, and that area was where everyone put their lunches. Carl lived in a group foster home. He was loud, rough, somewhat of a thief. He would take just about anything that wasn't fastened down. So they realized Carl was probably going through the lunches and eating what he liked. Eugene's mother explained to him that Carl did not need to be punished. The poor kid had so little, and what he really needed was a friend. From then on, she put two desserts in Eugene's lunch bag every day. Carl approached Eugene at recess one day after that and asked why there were always two desserts. And Eugene explained that one was specifically for Carl. So Carl said, could he meet Eugene's mother? And from then on, Carl went home with Eugene every day after school. He was actually a very well-behaved kid there. He had just needed to know that someone cared about him. Before the school year was out, Carl was transferred to another group home and another school district. Eugene says, I still think of Carl and wonder what happened to him. I know what happened to me. Because of my mother's example, I learned a lifelong lesson about how to recognize need and show compassion for others. That story from Eugene made such a good point about looking past the obvious to see what motivates a person's behavior. Eugene learned how to do that from his mother and how to figure out what a person needs. And our next story, Lisa Solorzano Pettit tells us about an equally powerful lesson from her mom, this one about making sure that you show up when there's a need. Lisa was a freshman in high school, and her family had just moved to a new town, so she knew no one at first. But she started making friends, and one of the first friends was Brian, who was polite and kind and quiet. After she had known Brian for about a year, his father passed away unexpectedly. Lisa had never met his dad, so she told her mom they shouldn't go to the funeral. Lisa thought it would be weird if she attended a funeral for someone she didn't know. But her mom explained that funerals are not just about the person who's passed away, but so much more about the people left behind. She said it makes a difference just to show up for people, to take time to be with them in their darkest hours. Well, Lisa was reluctant, but she agreed to go. At least her mom would go with her. They went to the funeral, Lisa's mom seeming to feel perfectly at ease, even though Lisa was very nervous. Lisa says, "We didn't do anything extraordinary that day. We didn't have fond memories to share with Brian. We didn't make food or bring flowers. We were just there. And somehow that was enough. Watching my mom hug Brian made all her words come alive. Then, when I felt the warmth of his hug, it was rewarding for me to share that space, to be so close and convey my pain at his pain, even though I couldn't fix it or take it away. Brian thanked us for being there, and it was clear that he was touched by our presence." Lisa says, "The lesson I learned that day has always stayed with me. If friends are grieving, go to them." So those are our Mom Knows Best stories for today. Come back for more stories from this new bestseller in future episodes of the Chicken Soup for the Soul podcast. I know we'll be sharing some of these stories in our free daily newsletter as well. So if you want to have a free Chicken Soup for the Soul story on a wide variety of topics delivered to your email inbox every day, go to chickensoup.com and click on the podcast button. You'll see a button there to sign up for the newsletter, and you'll actually find a bunch of choices, including the daily newsletter or our three weekly newsletters with stories about pets, parenting, or fighting cancer. Come back for our next episode to hear a couple of fun stories from our new book about what we learn from our dogs. I'll introduce you to two dogs who have quite the side hustle going on when it comes to procuring snacks.